What would it feel like to know that you have been called by God from your mother's womb? That God from your mother's womb had a plan for you, had a calling for you. Like Jeremiah in the first reading, like Jesus in the gospel reading, like many other figures that we have come to know, like Mary and Isaiah and John the Baptist, to know that God has called us. The reality is, God has called each of us from our mother's womb. We have been called, all of us who have been baptized, and those of you who are soon to get baptized, we are called to be members of the body of Christ. We are called to live in deep oneness, in deep unity with Christ Jesus. That is the calling that is ours. We are called to find our way to eternal life through that oneness that is ours with Jesus our Savior. In reality, then, we are called to live in bonds of love. We are called to be a people who love one another, and we are called to be a people who love God, because we can only be members of Christ's body if we live in that bond of love. And that is the calling that we have received. Love is at the heart of all reality. St. John, in his first letter, says something very important. He says, God is love. Not that God loves. No, you and I, we can say that about one another. We can say that person loves, that person's a loving person. But I cannot say about anyone other than God that God is love. The very heart of God is love. And the fact that you and I live, that we exist, comes from an overflowing of God's love. Out of His love, God has chosen to create us. Out of love, God has given us a world to live in. We can truly say, everything that is, everything that exists is the fruit of the love that our God is. God has chosen to spread that love, to share that love, to allow others to live in His love. That is the calling we have received. But the other side of this is that you and I have been deeply wounded. We have been wounded by original sin. When we were called to be a people who live in love, we have found ourselves to be a people who much more easily give in to selfishness. It's much more easy for us to think about what I want, what I need, what makes me comfortable, what feels good for me, what gives me pleasure. That is the reality of all of our lives. We are created for love, but we are wounded, and love does not come easily for us. And yet, as members of the body of Christ, we have been called to healing. That wound that is within us, that selfishness that haunts us, we have been called to slowly to gradually become a people who learn to love, who learn to give of ourselves to one another. It is a journey. It is a process of all of our lives. And it is the most important journey that we can ever embark upon, because it is the journey to eternal life. St. Paul, in that second reading today, speaks to us about love. And he tells us that nothing is more important than love, and that things that are done without love, in the end, are useless. Notice how he says, if I speak with human and angelic tongues, but I don't have love, I am nothing. If I have the gift of prophecy, and if I know all mysteries and comprehend all knowledge, which we'd all love to have, but if I do not have love, he says, it's nothing. If I have faith so strong that it can move mountains, but I don't love, that faith is pointless. It's useless. Then he goes on to describe what love is. And notice, these are the very opposite of selfishness. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. When I'm jealous, I'm really focused on me, what I don't have, what you have and I don't. Love is not inflated. It is never rude. It does not seek its own interests. It's not quick-tempered. It doesn't brood over injury. Love rejoices with the truth. St. Paul wants us to understand what love is. And he wants us to know that we can do great things, but if we don't have love, those things are useless. They're meaningless. And I think we know that in our daily experience. When you are dealing with someone, they may be very competent, but if they do not serve with love, we feel the void. We feel the emptiness. I don't mean to pick on any profession, but I'm kind of focusing on the service professions. Think about a nurse or a teacher. If the nurse doesn't love the patient, or if the teacher doesn't love the student, it comes across. Think about the parent who really doesn't love the child, or the priest that doesn't love his congregation. When that love is not there, somehow we know that something's lacking, something's wrong, and it doesn't really have the power to touch lives in a way that brings healing and brings wholeness. Love has to be at the very core of everything we do if we really want to build the body of Christ, if we really want to grow in union with Christ Jesus. Even when we think about things like stewardship, what we do for one another, what we do for the church, that too has to be rooted in love. Because if it's not rooted in love, then somehow it becomes empty. We've talked some this year about hospitality. That too has to be rooted in love. If we welcome somebody here coldly and go through all the formal actions, but it's not done with love, that's not going to make anybody feel comfortable. The very heart of who we are called to be is to be a people of love. This love does not come quickly. It does not come automatically. It is even not something we can do by our own efforts. We can make the effort to open our hearts to love. We can make the effort to die to ourselves. But at the end, it is the life, the love, the Spirit of Christ Jesus who dwells within us that can bring about that transformation. That's why we gather at Eucharist. We gather to hear His Word to be transformed. We gather to receive His body and blood so that His very life can flow within us. And so that slowly, gradually, we can be remade into the image of Christ Jesus, that we can become a people who truly love, who love God, who love one another.